Hey, Shavua Tov, everyone. It is day 16, and I'd like to dedicate my Torah this day, what's called Holy Grapes, to the many souls who lost their lives 9/11. I cannot believe it was 21 years ago today, and I will never forget the incredible achdus, unity, and kindness that people showed each other in the months following 9/11. I was living in Manhattan's already, and people were just kinder and nicer to each other, and there was this divide that often separates us did not exist in those few months. And there was a record-breaking number of engagements and marriages. I posted this on my Facebook. By the way, anyone interested on this chat, following me on Instagram. It's Rabbi Wilds on Instagram or Rabbi Mark Wilds on Facebook. I posted some pictures and a thought for 9/11, but I'd like to dedicate my words today to the souls of the thousands of people that were killed on that day. I will never forget that. Holy Grapes, I call this. It started with a story of my friend Ari Salamant when I was visiting him in Chashmonaim, beautiful community outside of Jerusalem. And he had some really nice trees and bushes and a little vineyard in his backyard. And I took a grape off and I was about to pop it in my mouth. And my friend Ari was like, wait, you can't do that. Those grapes could be considered orla, which are fruit during its first 3 years of growth, which according to the Torah, you can't harvest or consume. And we got into a whole conversation, remember, about all the mitzvah tatzluyot ba'aretz, all the mitzvah that pertain to the land of Israel, one of which was Shemitah, which we observed, Jews in Israel observed this past year in the Holy Land, because the land of Israel is invested with holiness, sanctity. Talmud tells us that even the air in Israel, avira da'aretz machkim, that the air is conducive to spiritual growth. My daughter just went for her year of Torah study. And there's just something very, very special there. And we have here in the diaspora, we don't have sort of holy grapes and holy fruit growing from fields in Kansas. We have that only in the land of Israel, but we do have something here in the diaspora, which can help prep us for the holiness of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur during this month of Elul. And that, of course, is blessings, right? We recite brachot. And I want to mention before, I'm going to come back to brachot in a minute, but this theme of recognizing the specialness of something and not taking the simple things in life like a grape for granted is in this week's parsha, when we talk about the mitzvah of bikurim, the first fruits that we're going to be reading about in Parshat Ki Tavo, this coming week's parsha, and I put this in the chapter as well. The Torah tells us that the farmer living in Israel, when he sees his first fruits, he had to go through this whole ceremony and recite this whole declaration. I have the declaration in the chapter, before he can enjoy the rest of the harvest. And we in the diaspora, we have these brachot that we say. Now, why? Why can't we just eat what God is giving us? Why do we have to mumble these words? Or if you're a Jewish farmer in Israel, you have to make this trek to Jerusalem and take the fruit and put a little bow on it and make this whole declaration. I mean, it's just a little piece of fruit, for God's sakes. Because the little things in life, are we grateful for the little things that we so often take for granted? We may not live in Israel. We may not have the holiness of the land, but we do have food and we have clothing wherever we live. We have limitless opportunities to express gratitude for the beautiful and small things in life. So this is something to think about during this month of Elul. If you're already in the custom of reciting brachot, then think about what it is that we're saying. And if you're not in the custom, then this is a wonderful time to start taking upon ourselves to say blessings before we eat food. I put it in the chapter. We make a bracha over bread, hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Many of us are familiar from that from Shabbat when we break bread on Shabbos. But let's say you just have a cookie or any wheat product, a pastry. We say the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you, God, King of the world, borei minei mizonot, God who creates various forms of sustenance. Or for a single grape or any other fruit, borei pari ha'etz, God who creates the fruit of the tree, vegetables, borei pari ha'adama, God who creates the fruit of the ground. Anything else that doesn't fall under any of those categories, it's not wheat, it's not fruit, it's not vegetables, shehakol nihiyeh bidvaro, God who creates everything according to his word. And just focus for a minute on the actual words, even though we mumble it, we're not blessing God. A lot of us think, you know, God needs our bracha. Right? This is not for Hashem. We are acknowledging that God is the source of the blessing. Baruch atah Hashem. Blessed are you, O God, in that you gave us A, B, or C. And that can make all the difference in life because, I'm going to end with this, We are always looking for happiness. Now, we're doing this because we want to express gratitude. It's the right thing to do, to be makir tov, as we say in Hebrew, to be grateful. But it also makes us happy. Why are grateful people happier? Because we're not putting our happiness in some bucket that we don't have. We're always looking, if I get this, when this happens, when I get the promotion, when I get the more money, when I get the girl, when I get the this, now I'm married, now I have to have the child, now I have to have the grandchild. We're always looking for something else to be happy when there are so many things under our nose that we already have that can make us happy. Our clothing, our food, the simple basics in life produce true happiness, but we don't think about them because we have to be conscious. And that's why we make brachot. We recite blessings because Judaism and Torah and God wants us to be conscious and go through lives as observant Jews. What does it mean to be an observant Jew? It means I'm observing. I'm really conscious and I'm aware. I am mindful of the blessings I have in my life. That's the point. That's the reason we make a bracha. So my bracha to all of you, to all of us, is let's up our ante on blessings. They'll make you happier and they'll connect us to Hashem in a way that a lot of things can't. And because it's the simple things that go the way that make such a difference. As we remember the many people who lost their lives in the towers, what their families would do just to have them, just to have a few moments of them back in this world. Let's not take anything for granted. We can do this through reciting beautiful blessings. Have a great day.